Okay. Yeah, I wanted to begin with the first Nakuda is that we had mentioned in Tosfos Diramasko Kuhu that Reb Yochanan ben Broka was of the opinion that, here are the Marmakaimis. Want to give them out, Kimpus? Okay. Thanks. Remember we had in the Tos Dimasko Kuhu that Reb Yochanan ben Broka was left off the list. Our Gemara listed off many Tanoim that subscribe to the theory of Yesh Eim LeMikra. And Tosfos and Diramasko Kuhu was bothered by why didn't the Gemara include Reb Yochanan ben Broka. So if you recall, Tosfos' example of Reb Yochanan ben Broka was discussing Lulav. And the fact that it said kapot with a vav showed that lulav was used in two contexts, meaning that you shake the lulav every day, number one, and number two is that you walk around the mizbeach with a lulav. So the fact that it said kapot b'loshen rabim shows that Reb Yochanan ben Broka is of the opinion that we hold yeshem l'mikra. So we discussed that Tosfos at great length as to why, in fact, Reb Yochanan ben Broka was left off the list. One answer was that it was a quarter of Levi, had nothing to do with Yeshem LeMikra. The other answer is that when there's not contradiction, then you could say both. But I want to just begin with a headache given in the Marmakomos the last few days, but I didn't mention it. The Mitzvah Eisen on this Tosfos in the back of the Gemara, if you look in the Mitzvah Eisen, the Masko Kulu, the Mitzvah Eisen makes the following point. There is a Machlokas in Tanoyim in Yevamis on Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph as to whether women are obligated in the mitzvah of Puruvu. Men are certainly obligated in the mitzvah of Puruvu. That's Beferish. Men are certainly obligated in the mitzvah of Puruvu. The question is, Lamaisa are women. So this is a Mishnah Machloikis and Tanoim at Daf Samachayim at Beis in Yevamis. The Chachamim say men are Mechuyiv in Puruvu and women are Potter. And the Reb Yochanan ben Broka says, no, both men and women are obligated in Puruvu. So one of the Hezbeirim in the Gemara, in Yevamis on Samachem and Beis, is that it's predicated based on Yesh Eim LeMikra and Yesh Eim LeMisora. Meaning to say the following, that according to the Tanakhama, the reason why it says Milu Arts V'Kivshua, it says Puruvu Milu Arts V'Kivshua, it's Mashmo Lashon Yachid. And therefore, since it says Mashmal Lashon Yachid, we find the din is that Reb Yochanan, the Tanakhama says, V'kivshua, you know, it says, how do you spell V'kivshua? Let's spell it out on the board. V'kivshua is the following. V'kivshua is a Lashon what? Kivshuha. It's Lashon Yachid. So that's the way it's written in the Chumash. So the Tanakhama says, Yeshem L'misora. Therefore, men are women in Puruvu, not women. Lashon Yachid. Only one, not men and not women. V'kivshua. A Lashon Yachid. That's the din. Lashon Yachid, you're Mechuyiv, Lamais, and Puruvu. Men, Rak, Anashim are Mechuyiv, Velo what? Velo Nashim. Okay? That's the din according to what? According to the Chachamim. That's the Tanakhama. So he holds what? Yesh Eim, Lemesorah. Okay? However, Reb Yochanan ben Broka says you read it Lashon what? Lashon Yeshem LeMikra. So Reb Yochanan ben Broka says it's Lashon Rav, Kivshua, like if there be a Vav. So you'll hold Reb Yochanan ben Broka holds. Reb Yochanan ben Broka holds Yeshem LeWat? Yeshem LeMikra, how it sounds. And therefore, Anashim, Vinashim, are Mechuyiv V'Puruvu. Mechuyavim V'Puruvu. That's a Gemara B'Feirish in Yevamis there on Samachay. So the Mitzvah Eisen is bothered by why did Tosfos only bring up Reb Yochanan ben Broka regarding the topic of the lulav? What about the case of Puruvu, which in fact he predicates it based on the fact that Yeshem LeMikra that both men and women are Mechuyiv Puruvu? We don't paskin like Reb Yochanan ben Broka. But the truth of the matter is that what? Why did he forget the Gemara in Yevamis? Why did he forget the Gemara in Yevamis? That's what the Mitzvah Eisen is bothered by. So the Mitzvah Eisen gives the following answer. Mitzvah Eisen writes, the reason why the Gemara did not bring that up, halacha l'maisa, is he wants to say, is because the truth is, is that according to what the Mizrahi, if you learn, he says a second there, according to the Mizrahi, there's no proof from Rabbi Yochanan Zbroka that he's holding Yesh Eim LeWat, Yesh Eim LeMikra. Why? Why is there no proof that he holds Yesh Eim LeMikra? What's the reason why there's no proof? Because it's really not a classic. How do you prove Yesh Eim LeMikra? That if you have a Yesh Eim LeMisora, and I go against Yesh Eim LeMisora, I go with Yesh Eim LeMikra, right? I'm not going with Yesh Eim LeMisora, I'm going with Yesh Eim LeMikra. This is not a classical Yesh Eim LeMisora. Why not? Because there's no raya lemaisa from the Misora that a man is just mesuvah. Because it says Darish v'kivshua. What does kivshua mean? Kivshua is not the Feirish Yeshem lewat Yeshem lemikra like you wrote on the board. In fact, lemaisa, I wrote it on the board. You don't have to say it's based on Yeshem lemisora, because you could say it's based on lashon. Who is kovish? The man is kovish. The woman. Right, the man, let's say, it conquers the woman. The man asks the woman out. Lamaisa, that's why the Tanakhama came up with his opinion. The Gemara never once says it's based on Yeshem LeMisora. It could be because the Lushan is that what Lushan is that an Ish is Kovish. So since the Ish is Kovish, Velo Isha, the woman is not Kovish. So therefore, you can't tell me that what it's based on this principle. See, the Gemara never says Beferish that Tanakhama holds Yeshem LeMisora and Rabbi Yochanan Broka holds Yeshem LeMikra. No, it has nothing to do with that, Lamaisa. It has to do with the fact is that if you, this is not classical Yeshem LeMikra. What's classical Yeshem LeMikra? That you have another choice. You could go Yeshem LeMisora, and I don't go with Yeshem LeMisora. I go with Yeshem LeMikra. But this is not classical Yeshem LeMisora, because the only reason why the Tanakhama derives his opinion is because the word conquering means only for a man, not a woman. That's all. So in the Hanami, he does say Yeshem LeMikra. He reads with Kivshua that it's a Lashon Rabin, but this doesn't prove. This doesn't prove halach lamaisa, that what? This doesn't prove that I'm a Yeshem LeMikra man as opposed to a Yeshem LeMisora man. Okay? This doesn't prove it at all. None whatsoever. Okay? So that's what the Mitzvah wants to say in the second answer, according to Rabbi Leo Mizrahi. That's the first Likud I wanted to suggest. Okay? We got it? Yes, Pinklas, go ahead.
I'm a little bit confused. If it's not a classic Yeshem LeMikra versus Yeshem LeMisora, why are they reading it differently? Like it kind of regardless of,
because the word kivshua means to conquer, so yeah. Conquer applies to a man and not a woman.
Okay,
that's how he wants to translate it. Word, not because of Yeshem LeMisora.
So they're both reading it as kivshua.
They're both reading it. The question is, do you assume that that's a proof one way as opposed to another way? So the Tanakhama says that it's considered to be, that you take the translation of the word kovish applies to a man, not a woman. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, I'm pronouncing it literally, Lashon Rabin, and it is a Yeshem LeMikra, but it's not a Yeshem LeMikra as opposed to Yeshem LeMisora. You follow me? In Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, it is a Yeshem LeMikra, but it's not a conclusive raya that I'm a Yeshem LeMikra man, because the other side of the coin is not a Yeshem LeMisora man. You follow me? So this can't be a classical example that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is holding what? Is holding Yeshem LeMikra. Okay, Ellie, you got me?
Yeah.
You can only say I'm a Yeshem LeMikra man as if the other choice is Yeshem LeMisora. It's not really Yeshem LeMisora. The reason why the Tanakhama says men are mechuyev peruvu and not women is not because of the Yeshem LeMisora, because the translation of the word conquering applies to men and not women. That's all. Okay? So that's the mitzvah, and that's the chiddush you wanted to say. Okay, that's the first nekuda I wanted to say. Let's get to the second nekuda, and that's the taisis on the bottom. Okay? Let's see the taisis on the bottom. We had a machlokes of Tanoim between Rebbe Kiva and the Chachamim as to whether Adam Revis from Shnei Mesim is a metame ba'ol or not. Rebbe Kiva says it is, because he's darish yeshem l'nika nafsho, says mole, and Rechom say we beg to differ, it's chaser, and therefore only Revi's dam from Mesechad is metame ba'ol. Let's see the taisis here on the bottom. Yeah, go ahead, Ellie. Why don't you read the taisis on the bottom? Guys, take a look inside. Rabbanan nafsho, Steve, go ahead.
Rabbanan nafsho, Steve, tema le Rebbe Yishmael, savar de karmon yeshim l'misores,
Nefashos, right? We'll see that next week, Bez Hashem. But the Gemara in the middle of Daladim and Beis, Bez Hashem, will go through that next week, because we'll finish up that sugya bliner next week, okay? And we got to get Vaiter. But in the middle of the Amud, I'll just tell you the topic. We know there are four compartments in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, And it's based on Yesheim Lemesorah, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Because it says, Totafos, the word referring to tefillin three times in the Chumash. The first two times it's Chaser, Letotafos, Letotafos, 1 plus 1 is 2. And then the third time, Letotafos, is with a Vav, it's Male. So 1 plus 1 is 2, plus 2 is 4. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion, the Gemara says, on Dalin base towards the bottom, as I said, we'll get to it next week, that a tefillin Shorosh has four compartments. So he's a Yesheim Lemesorah Tana. Okay? Even though we know at this point of the Gemara we're up to frag and everyone held Yesheim Lemikra, remember? That's on the top of the Yomid. But the Gemara says, Gemara's going to go back and forth about that, but the Gemara at that point proves that Yesheim Lewat, Rabbi Shmuel's and Yesheim Lemesorah. So therefore, if you hold Yesheim Lemesorah, what are you going to hold in our opinion? So just read that again, Eli. Yeah, go ahead. Start on Rabbanan Nafshis Kizia, yeah, go ahead.
Rabbanan Nafshis Kizia, the Tema de Rabbi Shmuel, Sava the Imkin, no, sorry.
Oh, that's what he holds, the case of tefillin. So we're filling in the blank, okay? We can't just skim it. That's how we know the Gemara says Beferish by tefillin, he holds Yesheim Lemesorah. Go ahead. So if he holds Yesheim Lemesorah, that means regarding what? Our Shail of Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanah, who's he going to hold like? The Vahainu what? Vahainu Kiva Rabbanah, the
Darshin
Nafshos. Then he Darshins what? Nafshos, which is Chasser what? Which is Chasser Vav. So you go Basser what? So you go Basser Ksiva, you don't go Basser what? You don't go like Rabbi Akiva. Exactly. So there's, according to Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel Shita by Dam Ravis? Mishnei Mason? What would be the din? Would it work or not?
No.
No, he would hold like the Rabban and not like Rabbi Akiva. Excellent. Vim Kain. Go ahead.
Vim Kain. Beperk Behima Hamakshe.
Behima Hamakashe.
Hamakashe. The Pligi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. The Darius Rabbi Shmuel. Hanogea Bemais. Hanogea Bemais Benefesh.
Excellent. Okay, so let's give a little background over there. What is the Gemara Chulin talking about there in Dafayin Beis Amud Aleph? The Gemara Chulin Ayin Beis Amud Aleph is talking about a woman that's pregnant, and God forbid the fetus dies. So she has basically a stillborn fetus inside of her, Rachman al Islam. The question is that fetus mitame? So Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion it is mitame. Based on what pasuk? Says Anogeh b'meis b'nefesh Adam v'goymer tome yiye ezo meis shenimsa b'toch nefesh Adam. How can you have a meis inside of a human being? The Gemara says ze uber b'mei isho shemetame. So let's get it down. According to Rabbi Akiva, a dead fetus inside a woman is metame. That's the din. Then woman will become tome. Al pi halacha. And Rabbi Shmuel says, I beg the difference, not metame. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the pasuk? Anogeh b'meis nefesh. What does he say? How can you have a nefesh without a goof? That it's metame? That's a revi'is dam. The revi'is dam is a case of not having a body. A nefesh without a body. Ki adam hu a nefesh. So you see there, Rabbi Akiva is metame, or Rabbi Shmuel is metame dam with the metame tumis meis. And what does Rabbi Akiva go to shitaso? Rabbi Akiva doesn't need that, because even mishnei meisim is metame. He would not be able to be darish the pasuk. Hanogeh b'neis b'nefesh adam. That dam is metame. Why would he not be able to be darish that, Jacob? Why would he not be able to be darish that, Rabbi Akiva? Because if he be darish that, I would think only one revis, but not what? A revis from one, but not from two. Correct? A revis from one and not from two. That's why Rabbi Akiva shies away from it. Because he would be darish that pasuk, and again, Menes Nefesh, that would tell me only revis from one corpse, but not from two corpses. So therefore he stays away from it, and his sheet is that one and two, there's no difference. I was a little bit bothered by that, because we learned yesterday, if you remember, that within Rabbi Akiva, it didn't make a difference between one and two. Unless there was a mute. You remember we had that line in the Tosis? Tosis said, according to Rabbi Akiva, it didn't make a difference between one or two mason. You remember that? Afilu b'lahai kra? If it would have been mesa chad metame, who had been mishnei mason? You remember that? Ilekim yuta? And here, you find you get echoes that are a little bit different. Because Rabbi Akiva doesn't touch that pasuk. Again, what does the pasuk say? Hanogeh b'neis b'nef shodol. Tomeyiyya. What is that referring to? God forbid, according to Rabbi Shmuel, talking about someone, a woman that has a dead fetus inside of her. What's the din? It's betamer.
Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel?
Rabbi Shmuel learns that. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva says it has nothing to do with that. Rabbi Akiva holds that if there's a dead fetus in the woman, Rabbi Akiva learns it's betamer.
Right.
Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's not betamer. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with that pasuk? He holds that it's considered to be revi'is dam is betamer, because that's an example of nefesh without a goof.
Right.
Right? So why does Rabbi Akiva not connect it over there? Why does Rabbi Akiva not touch that pasuk to refer to Revisa Dam? Because Rabbi Akiva holds even two is a problem. right? If he, if Rabbi Akiva would use that pasuk to Tamar Avis Adam, there would be one and not two. That bothers me a little bit because Tosis had said the previous Tosis that one and two really there's no difference. But Lamar, if it wasn't for the drasha of what, if it wasn't for that drasha, the miut the Rabbanan have of Nafshos. But here you get the impression that the Gemara there in Chulin is, and Tosis is pointing out that Rabbi Akiva Lamaisa doesn't want to touch that pasuk in reference to what Dam Ravis. Okay. Go ahead, Ellie. So what does he say? So therefore what? Therefore, it's a kasha to Tosis. The Rabbi Shmuel. Stop right there. He ends up, let's get down in our notes, he ends up the Tosis with a kasha. What's the kasha Tosis? Why does Rabbi Shmuel need two psukim? Here he learns from Akol Nafshos Meis Lo Yovel. You go busting the Sorin, it means what? Loshin Yachid. Only from one Nefesh Smetame. And what does the Gemara say in Chulin? Hanogeya ben Meis Nefesh. Let's not confuse the psukim. One pasuk is Akol Nafshos, let's write them down. Akol Nafshos Meis Lo Yovel. Akol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. That's one pasuk. And what's the other one? Hanogeya ben Meis Nefesh. Yes? Two different psukim. Rabbi Shmuel learns from there that the din of Ravi's time has to come from one mace and not from two mason. Akol Nafesh Meis Lo Yavo. And the other one is what? Hanogeya ben Meis ben Nefesh. Did I write ben Nefesh? Hanogeya ben Meis ben Nefesh. Okay? That's the din that Ravi's from what? Only the din, both didn't tell you. Ravi's ben Meis Echa. Okay?
What's the first
question? Akol Nafesh Meis Lo Yavo. Okay? Right? I wrote it Kasser. That's right. I really should write. I'll write it. I wrote it Molly. Write it what it's written in the entire. So that's Tosis Kasha. Tosis flies by a Kasha. He says he doesn't understand why you need two psukim. Ellie, clear?
Yeah.
It's a very clear Kasha. Because what was the premise of the Tosis in the beginning? That we said that the Rabbanan hold Yeshem Lemesora. We know that from Amud Beis by the Tefillin. We know Rabbi Shmuel knows that. So Rabbi Shmuel is a Yeshem Lemesora man. Put that together with the end of Amud Avdim. You hold like the Rabbanan. Then he holds Nafshos as Kasser. Therefore, only from Meis Echa. So if that's the case, you turn to Chulin Daf Ayin Beis. Why is it going to have to dig up another pasuk? Hanagev Meis Benefesh. It's Ravi Yisadam that's Metamin. Rabbi Akiva doesn't touch that because he holds even Shnei Mason. Right? So he says, I'm not going to touch Benefesh. I'm just a little bit bothered by it. Tosa had said before that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference between one and two. Unless you have a mute, maybe that would be the mute. Because it says Nefesh. I guess that would be the mute. That's what you have to say. Because it says, Hanagev Meis Benefesh. No. So mute would be Nefesh.
He has a problem with Rabbi Akiva?
Because, again, how does Rabbi Akiva use the pasuk over there? I know,
he says it's for...
For someone... Why doesn't he use it for Dam Ravis?
Because he
has...
Because he learns...
Because he learns even two. Even two would be a problem. But I'm saying the implication seems to be from the Gemara that if he would use that pasuk for Dam Ravis, it would mean one and not two, and that's not a shita. But I thought Tosis had said before that according, unless you have a mute, he really doesn't distinguish between one and two. So I guess you have to say the mute would be Nefesh. That would be the mute. If you would use the pasuk, it would tell me one and not two. So it's not a problem with the previous Tosis. Do you remember the previous Tosis said that we're not machalik between one and two unless you have a mute? So I'm saying that would be the mute. He shies away from this pasuk being referring to Dam Tomei because it would tell me this pasuk says one Nefesh, not two. So if you use this one pasuk, you would make the drasha one out two. That's not Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva Shita is the two. Okay? So that point I don't think is difficult. Because Tosa said, Elav Muta. That would be the mute. The mute would be Benefesh. To tell me one and not two. Okay? So Tosa leaves it as a kasha. Why does Rabbi Shmuel need two psukim to tell me in Shita that Dam is only from what? From one and not from what? And not from two. Why do you need to have two psukim? So let's offer an answer. Okay? Let's offer an answer to the Tosis, okay? Let's offer an answer. What's the answer to the Tosis? The answer is perhaps in the mitzvah, and again, the mitzvah that gives an answer to our Tosis, I want you to get it. He says the mitzvah, and one of the Gedol Acharon in the back of the Gemara. Mitzvah. Mitzvah, you spell like this. Mitzvah, Eitan. Okay, we had it in the Mar Makaymus a few times this week. Mitzvah, okay? The mitzvah and gives what? Gives this teretz, okay? You got it? You got it? Okay? Mitzvah, okay? So the mitzvah, it says like this. You have to be a baki in medrash too. What does it say in the Sifri and Chukas? It says that Rabbi Shmuel excludes Dam Nephilim from Nefesh Adam. God forbid a Nephil. A Nephil is a miscarriage. The stillborn, the fetus that comes out, if there's blood that comes out, Halacha L'maisa, he excludes Tumas Dam Nephilim from Nefesh Adam. It's not considered to be classical Dam that's Metame Ba'ol. Rabbi Shmuel says it does not produce Tuma Ol. And Rabbi Kiva says, Halacha L'maisa, that it does. Melechol Nefesh Adam. Rabbi Kiva argues. So Rabbi Kiva says that it does include it, Halacha L'maisa. And even if the pasuk's going on Nephilim L'maisa, it also includes Tuma Sadr. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Halacha L'maisa. He says, Halacha L'maisa, that this pasuk, Rabbi Shmuel says this pasuk was needed to exclude Dam Nephilim. So since Rabbi Shmuel needs this pasuk to exclude Dam Nephilim, Halach L'maisa, he also, L'maisa, he cannot use this pasuk to be the pasuk that tells me Revi's Dam. So that's what I want you to get the mitzvah and says. We're talking about the din of what? The din of Nephil, L'maisa. Okay, the din of Nephil, Dam me Nephil, is lo matam of all. So he says, you know what? These two psukim are what? Are not really what? Are not really needed. The real pasuk is our pasuk. The pasuk that the Gemara says in Chulin, it's not that really what Rabbi Shmuel L'maisa needs both psukim, because the pasuk over there in Chulin, this pasuk and Ogei B'nei's B'nei Shadam, really also excludes the fallen. So the real marker is our Gemara, Nafshos. This marker is what really, okay, it might be referring to, but it's really used as the Sifri writes. The Medrash says that it's referring to what? Daminefo, that's Dametamimoyo. Okay?
That wasn't what Tosa's question was.
Tosa's question is, why do you need two psukim? So our answer is that really our pasuk is the main pasuk. The other pasuk is used for a real different marker to tell me that Daminefalim are Dametamimoyo. The Gemara, okay, it's an added thing. But that's not the real marker. The real marker is our Gemara. That's what the Mitzvah wants to say here. Okay? Then there's a second answer, which is an unbelievable answer. I want to say it over. I was thinking, L'maisa, it's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Aruch Lanier. The Aruch Lanier says like this amazing chiddush, really big. But I want to say it over to you guys, okay? Get it clear, okay? Because normally we point out a machlekes, we said it many times, that's a classical machlekes. Aruch Lanier turns everything around. It's unbelievable. He wants to say that even Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds with the Bikiva that Dam Revi's Mishnei Meis is Metame Baal. He agrees with him. He agrees with Rabbi Kiva. They're just arguing why. What's the Tama Dover? Rabbi Kiva holds Yeshem LaMikra. Rabbi Shmuel says what? Ein Miur Acher Miur Ela L'Rabos. The Gemara has that line a few times in Shas. It's like two negatives equal positive in math. L'Havdol of those, Ein Miur Acher Miur Ela L'Rabos. Aruch Lanier. Ein Miur. Ain mute, achar mute, ella, l'rabos. What does l'rabos mean?
To include.
To come to include. So what are the two mutim? The two mutim, says the Aruch Lanier beautifully. What are the two mutim? The first mute is what? Nafshos, the aim l'mesora. That, you know, your mamayit reveals from two mason. And what's the other mute? Benefesh adam. This mute, nefesh adam, one in that two. To mute them equal a positive. So it's marvin, or a vis for stay mason is considered to be a problem. Okay? It's an interesting chiddush, okay? Very interesting chiddush, but I thought it was ingenious. So at the end of the day, you have a chlex tanai rabban and Rabbi Kiva, Johnny. But who read this Rabbi Shmuel Hall like? We thought Rabbi Shmuel Hall like the Rabbanan. That was Tosha's premise. What's the answer, says the Aruch Lanier? It's not true. Rabbi Shmuel Hall's like Rabbi Kiva. Hell, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay?
Where are the two mutes?
No, no, no. I'm glad he asked me that then. No, no, no. He'll stick to his gums, Yeshem L'Masorah. But Yeshem L'Masorah causes one mute, and this other pasuk is another mute. So you put together two mute, it comes out to be a ribui. It's a great point, and I'm glad you made that. No, he's still, Rabbi Shmuel's still an Yeshem L'Masorah man. But there's a Yeshem L'Masorah man which created a mute, plus another mute from that other pasuk, Ein Mute Akamei El Rabos. Beautiful four of the Aruch Lanier. Okay?
What are the two mutes?
The first mute is from the Yeshem L'Masora, Nafshos, right, Chasser. The Yeshem L'Masora creates a mute, and what's number two? Penes Benefesh, one in that two. You got it, Pinchas? Yeah, Penes Benefesh, one Nefesh.
Oh.
One Nefesh. Okay, so Amy and Akamina L'Rabbis, beautiful Aruch Lanier. Okay? We got that. Ellie, clear?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Chiddush. It comes out. This is another good example. We always say when the Rishon has a kasha, he's a premise in his kasha, and the Mitzvah says the premise is wrong. That's his answer. Right? That's his answer.
Well, Mitzvah
Eitzen's
answer because of...
Mitzvah Eitzen's answer, this is really not a mocker. This the second pasuk in is really the Sifri says is to exclude what? To exclude an Eiffel. That's really its job. The real mocker is our mocker. It's not the third Tupsukim. Don't ask me a kasha the Tupsukim. That other pasuk tell me another din. Okay, you want to tell me a minute? That's fine. It's not really, that's not the key part of the pasuk. Okay, the key part of the pasuk, halacha lamaisa, is this, dam nefel. That's the lashon he wants to say. He says that since he's not durish the pasuk for lamaisa dam, because it's mashma, even the phelim, so he's not durish the pasuk, I'll call nafshos meis, referring to what? Referring to dam, because that pasuk also is holy chafal and phelim. Okay, that lamaisa, that could be, I mean, it could be that the Sifri will say even more, Uri, that maybe the Sifri will say, it could be the Sifri will argue on the Bavli. That's what the Mitzvah, you can interpret the Mitzvah in one of two ways. That that pasuk, the real marker is what, our Gemara. This is really just a mute. Or you could just say the Sifri argues on a Gemara. Argues on the Gemara Chulin, on the Shas Bavli. Sifri can argue on the Shas Bavli. Maybe that's a better way of saying the Mitzvah. Again, what was Tosfos Kasha? Why do you need two Makars? What's the Mitzvah? What's the Sifri? The Sifri says that pasuk's used in a different way completely. It's against the Bavli? Okay. The Sifri can argue on the Bavli. So you don't have to just say that it's a what? That it's a mute, and that's really just it's a supporting marker. It's not even a marker at all. We find many times the Sifri argues on a Bavli. What's a quick example I can give you of a Sifri argue on a Gemara and Shas? Was Haman from a Malik. The Gemara says in Gittin and Nunvav and Beis, B'nei Banim Shalom, Lam Du Torah, B'nei Brak. So you see, Haman was from Amalek. The Sifri says he was not.
We see from that Gemara that he's from Amalek.
It says, Beferish Lamaisa, was he from, the Gemara says, Beferish Lamaisa, that you're Makabal Gerim from Amalek. We have a Messiah, that he was Makabal Gerim from Messiah. The Psukim say, but if you trace back Lamaisa, Agag, Haman through Agag. Was he considered to be from the Shiloh is like this, Pinchas, can you Mekabel Gerim from Amalek? That's the Shiloh. So the Gemara Gittin obviously is saying you can be Mekabel Gerim from Amalek. And the Yushami's argue says no. Yushami says it doesn't mean he was from Lamais Amalek. He walked in that direction.
The Rav's word.
Yeah, well, there's two types of Amalek, the genetic Amalek and the ideological Amalek. But that's a good example. You have Machlek, Sifri, and what? And Bavli. The Mikbracha says no Machlek, as we said, right? Lechachil, it's also a Kabbal game from Amalek, but the Beis Din didn't know, the Geris is still Kab. So he says the Beis Din didn't know by the Ben of the Gera Amaleki. That's an example of Machlek, Sifri, and Shas Bavli. Maybe that's what the Mitzvah is saying as well. Okay, very good. So that's the first Machlek we want to get to. Sunday, Lomaisa, we're going to go Vayter, Lomaisa, Blinetter, and the Gemara a little bit. But I want to turn now, let's turn now quickly to Memvav. Okay, take a look. At Memvav and Mebeis, we have so many different topics, Baruch Hashem, and Mesechus and Hedgin, so if there's Hashem, we'll be able to take the opportunity this year to try to get in as much as we can. Okay? Different opportunities. The last line of the Mishnah of Memvav and Aleph says, God forbid, if someone has a relative that's executed by Beis Din, for whatever avera that might be, Gilui Arayos, Chilul Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, do the relatives sit shiva for the person that's executed? So take a look at the last line of the Mishnah on Memvav and Beis. Okay, actually we just look at Memvav and Beis on the top. You see the top line of Memvav and Beis, the end of the Mishnah. V'lo hayu misablin, there is no avelus at all. God forbid, for the krovim, do not, because it's a big embarrassment. Lamaisa. It's a big embarrassment. We don't want them to mourn. Halacha Lamaisa. Ava Onanin, they can be mitzvah about their loved one that died. Shein Aninus El Valev. That's, you know, inside Lamaisa. That's inside to be upset about your relative that died. That's one thing. But to proactively do a what? We want to make sure that he'll have an embarrassment. This guy was a Rasha. He has to be executed. Even though the Gemara says, the Mishnah says he does vidui before he's executed. He does a special vidui, so that his misa will be a kapara. But we don't want his family to mourn. Because if his family sits shiva, we'll give him a kapara. We don't want him to have a kapara. Okay? So that's the Mishnah Beferish. Mishnah says, Beferish, Memvav, and Beis, that the relatives of a person executed does not sit shiva. Yes, Zach, go ahead.
Is this a new, like a same, like that we, as we would define it for someone else? Like it would only be until, I guess, until burial, or would it like is it talking about the same as halacha?
No, it doesn't mean
about like that they're able to, you know, be sad for the loss because you can't control it. Is that what it's saying?
Yeah. In other words, are you saying this is a real din onay? Is there a real din onay?
Yeah, that was my question.
Yeah, the real din onay means that you're pater from mitzvahs till the burial for three reasons. Either because of osik mitzvah put them in a mitzvah, either because of kavod ames, or either because you can't emotionally get it together. Here it doesn't mean a din onay. He won't be an onay, there's no shiva. There's no aninus. No, it just means...
Even though the reasons for being an onay still applies, even if it's talking about like a broader scope, like it's talking about that, I guess, how they can feel personally. But it seems like the regular the din onen wouldn't.
Yeah, when the Mishnah means it doesn't mean din onen in quotes.
But still, like it doesn't. The reasons that you gave would still apply.
I'm not so sure. Kavod ames, he was a Rasha. Why should he give Kavod ames?
But
what I'm saying is that the Ptur mitzvah. First of all, they don't do the burial. The Bezin takes care of it. So that's also won't be also mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. So it just means sigh. The din of being put for mitzvah's essay for an onay, you can't eat ham, you can't steal, that's lav in your mechuyiv. But it's all a din derabanan to be put for mitzvah. That din derabanan will not apply to a Russia that's executed. Okay? It just means you can do stuff in your heart, but you can't proactively do something outside. Okay.
Why don't we want the family to sit shiva? Don't we want to give the guy a kapara? Right, but isn't the Misa itself a kapara?
Not. We're going to see that right now. Okay, let's see now. Mem Zayin Mem Beis. Let's turn to Mem Zayin Mem Beis. Let's take a look at it inside. Ellie, go ahead. Why don't you read the Gemara, which says Rav Ashi Yomar, okay? Rav Ashi Yomar, Mem Zayin Mem Beis. Yeah, Rav Ashi Yomar. It's about 12 lines down from the top. Just a few lines here. Go ahead, Rav Ashi Yomar. So when does a velus for a person begin? Go ahead. Mistimas
agolos.
You remember we learned that last year in Ksubis? What do we define stimas agolos? Yes. Rashi said it was the closing of the what? The coffin. That ends aninus, begins a velus. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? You remember? He meant the burial of the coffin in the ground. When there's a matzeva, you put the matzeva. But when we don't do a matzeva, it means we actually do the interment in the ground. Big machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. It's this long Tosis here. The Tosis here, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Halacha lemaisa. The only time we're makel like Rashi is if you have a body that the government won't release. You don't want a person to be an onin for weeks. So then we'll assume like Rashi that the coffin's been closed and the aninus ends. Okay? But normally we assume like Rabbeinu Tam. That a person is an onin all the way until the interment. You know, interment means the burial in the ground, the coffin, not just the closing coffin. Closing coffin is done at the mortuary, right by the Chevra Kaddish. Okay? So that's done much, much earlier. So you have this machlokes between what? You have this machlokes Rashi Ben Atam. So normally that's when Avela starts. Go ahead. Kapara
me Masai. Kahave.
Kahavya. When does atonement take place for this guy, like Johnny was just asking? Oh, from the time that the fellow decomposes, right? When does he get kapara? When there's pain about the in the burial. Hilkach, what do we say in this case? Hilkach. Therefore, hoyo. What does this mean? It means as follows. That normally someone gets kapar immediately as soon as they're put in the ground. Right? That's what we normally assume. Chibud akever, Rashi says. But this fellow, because he's a Rasha, he does not get kapara. It's delayed. And since it's not immediate, from the time you put him in the ground, because he's a Rasha, and it's delayed, and we have to wait till his body decomposes because he was a Rasha, that's when he'll start getting a kapara. But since the kapara didn't happen only from the very first second, therefore once you push it off for good. Because we do the mourning because a guy should get a kapara right away. Well, this guy's not going to get a kapara anyway. So since the Avelis Lamaisa can't start the kapara process for this guy from the immediate time of the interment. We push it off in general. So therefore, there is no shiv at all for this Russian. Decomposing. Yeah, the body decomposes. So Daniel, it's gonna be much later for this guy. Because the body doesn't decompose for a while. So the guy, this Russia that's buried in the ground, only gets his kapara when his body starts decomposing. But since he didn't get kapara immediately, what does that mean? That means that, well, we don't sit shiva right away. Well, why don't you sit shiva when the body decomposes? We have a principle in Shas called what? Hol v'yidchu? Yidchu. Once it's pushed off from the beginning, you push it off completely. Okay? That's this principle. Okay? That's why the Mishnah says there's no shiva for a guy that's executed. Because he will not get kapara immediately when he's put in the ground. Only when the body decomposes. Clear, Daniel? That's this principle. It's a principle called hol v'yidchu. So Rashi here asks Akasha. I want to look at the Rashi inside.
Why does he decompose? Because he's not in a matzeva?
No, everybody decomposes, but it's going to take a while for the body to decompose. But since the guy's a Russia, he only gets a kapara when he actually decomposes. Usually other regular people, tzaddikim or regular benanim, they get kapara as soon as they're put in the ground. So that's the chidush. Okay, go ahead, Uri, read that Rashi, hov and nitchu. Go ahead. I'm in Eli. I'm in Eli. Hold the nitchu. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hold the nitchu.
Hold the nitchu. Shalom near Ulis. Abel. Mishalatil Avilus. Nitchu.
Af.
Ma'achar mikan.
The guy's not going to mourn at the beginning of the veil, so we push it off even afterwards. But af for God. Now Rashi's bothered by Akasha. What's Rashi's Kasha? Go ahead.
Yahagav. The guy who cover as meso.
God forbid, let's say someone loses one of his son relatives, Cholomoy. We count the Shiva after the regal. We count Yontif Sheni and Chutzlars as the first day of Shiva. Jacob, you with me? Why don't you say, hold the Yidchu Yidchu? When is Leviathan done? Cholomoy. Do you start Shiva Cholomoy? No. So why don't you say you push it off for good? We don't do that. We push it off to the last day we start. Right? Why don't you hold Yidchu? Rashi's asking a kasha. Go ahead. Below Amrinan.
Below Amrinan. Hovel v'nitzchu yitzchu.
So what's his answer? Hasam.
Hasam lo yitzchu lu. Begamei shahare eskei rabim nohei v'regel. Shemin nachmin.
Oso.
Kol ha-regel. Hida Amrinan hasam kosher v'mishim. Eskei rabim in ha-regel mafsikim.
Oh, what does this mean? So what's Rashi? How does Rashi answer this kasha? Sometimes Rashi asks kashas too. Rarely, but he's usually masbe the Gemara. Here he's asking Akasha. What's Rashi's terms?
By regalim, we don't push off afterwards.
What's Rashi saying, though? Rashi's saying it started. It did start. Granted, the Shiva hasn't started, but there is a shtickel. This is the way we're going to learn up the Rashi. It did start. Yeah, the last days and also Cholomoy. How did it start a little bit? Because the guys come in and Menachem him. If the guys come in and Menachem him, and where's the Makor and Shas Menachem Avelim B'moed? Let's get it down. Mishnah Moed Kan Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. It says Beferish Menachemim Avelim B'Moed. Now, what role does Nichum Avelim play? What is the purpose of Nichum Avelim? Why do you do Nichum Avelim?
What are the two reasons? Go ahead, Ali. Covered what? Covered for who?
Amaze.
Covered Amaze for the Neshama. Excellent. Guys, what else?
Covered for who?
The guys that are what are Avelim. The Rambam actually says this beferish. Let's get it down. In Perek Yudalot Alacha Zayin Hilchos Avol, he says Nichum Avelim Bitzal Pikur Choylim. Nichum Avelim is Kodem. He writes Yeroli. I have a chiddush that Nichum Avelim Bitzal Pikur Choylim. The Rambam says, okay, Nichum Avelim beats out what? It's Kodem the Bikur Choylim. What's the Svara? Because there's a twofold chesed by Nichum Avelim that Bikur Choylim. It's only covered Chayim. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. Pirik Yudalon, Halacha Zayin. So we learned last year, if you remember, that Shabbos counts as a day of Shiva. Why does Shabbos count as a day of Shiva? Two reasons the Rambam says. Number one, there's a shtickle morning. What was the morning? Verb Shivat Sina Noe. Private matters, Tashra Shamita are Aser. Rechitz is Aser. Mechaber says in Simon Tov and Yordea, Talmud Torah is like the Verb Shivat Sina. There's a shtickle of Elis. Plus the fact you never have seven consecutive days if you don't count Shabbos, the Rabban says. Now, what happens in our case? What about in our case? The seventh day of Yontif, the eighth day of Yontif, before they start counting Shiva. Do they have to observe Durm Shivatzin or not? Machloikis. The Rosh and Tur say yes. Dvarim Shivatzin are Noheg. The Rosh and Simon Shinsanites. Dvarim Shevitzina are Noheg on Yontif, like Shabbos. And the Kesef Mishnah claims that the Rambam says no way. The Rambam says, Ein Dover Noheg Avelis Klal be Yontif. Bechol Dover. What does Bechol Dover mean? Kesef Mishnah says nothing is on Yontif. No Avelis. Both public and even private. Ein Dover Avelis Noheg Klal. You follow this? Machlokes about this. It depends on the Girsa according to the Vilna Gaon. You remember that on Daf Dalim Alef and Ksubis? To the Dorosh Shabbatzin or Noeg on Shabbos, or you also say Moe too? Depending on the Girsa, the Dirak Ross said in Shulchan Aruch Nichols Avelis. So you hear this Machlokes, Shabbos, everyone agrees to Dorosh Shabbatzin or Noeg. The question is on Yontif. Okay? So I want to suggest the Chiddush here. Rashi is answering the question only by saying, a Russia that's executed, Johnny, let's get this down. A Russia that's executed by Beis Din, the relatives don't sit Shiva, because since the Avelis doesn't begin at the time of the interment, because he's a Russia, it's a delayed, he only gets Kapara when it decomposes, so since we couldn't start at the time of the interment, it's pushed off for good. So why Kover Mesa Borrego? Why don't you push that off for good? So Rashi answers, because it started. How did it start? Because guys come in Menachem Avo B'moi. What are you accomplishing when the Mishnah says Menachem Avela B'moed, Yosef? What are you accomplishing? Certainly Kavod Ames. But are you also accomplishing Kavod Chaim? What do you say that depends upon? What do you say that depends upon? What does it depend upon? Whether a guy's being knowing any Avelis B'chlal. So if you hold like the Russian, the tour, that he's knowing Dvarim Avelis privately, then there's good reason that your Nichum Avelim also fulfills Kavod Chaim and what, Johnny? Come on. Kavod Chaim and also Kavod Mace. Because you're a shtickle oval. Granted, you haven't counted Shiva. You're not formally counting Shiva yet, but you're a shtickle oval. You understand what I'm saying? Pinchas? So therefore, your Nichum Avelim is because the guy's a shtickle oval, so you have initiated it. You have started it. If you have started it, then you don't say, Hove Nidchum Nidchum. So I want to say that Rashi holds like the Russian tour, that Dvarim Shivatzina are Noheg. Let's write Rashi. That's our Chiddush, you want to suggest. One of the fellows asked me in the Kotel, but he said, shouldn't have Rashi have said that? I'm saying Rashi's Lomais, it's as if he said it. Because he's saying, why else are we being Menachem the guy? What's the purpose of being Menachem the guy? So I want to suggest, because it's Kavod Chaim too as well, because you're a shtickle level. The Ashkenazic Rishonim hold that Dvarim Shivatzin are Noeg. Rashi's the Rosh of the Ashkenazic Rishonim. You follow what I'm saying? It would have been better if Rashi wrote Beferes Dvarim Shivatzin are Noeg, but that's what he means. Why else are the guys coming in to Menachem them? You follow me? So therefore, I want to say that Rashi holds like this, and it's amazing. If you look in the Yad Ramah, I think I gave it to you in the Marma Kaimus. No, I forgot to give it to you. Please look up the Yad Ramah Mem Zayin Beis. He asks the same kasha, the Yad Ramah, about Kol Rameis of Beregel. You know what his answer is? What's his answer? His answer is that this is not a problem of what? I'm going to say Rashi writes Menachemim. Also, and you know what the Yad Ramah says? What does the Yad Ramah say? Amazing answer. I want you to get this. He says, this is not whole of the Yidchu Yidchu, because it's a technical problem. There's a time impediment here. In reality, you would start Shiva right away, but it's Yontif, so what are you going to do? So you push it off a few days. That's a technical problem. A time impediment doesn't give you the din of whole of the Yidchu Yidchu. Ben, you follow me? Only an inherent problem, like the guys of Russia, then you say whole of the Yidchu Yidchu. You can't mourn on him because it didn't start right away. You say hold the Yidchu Yidchu on something that's inherent and significant, a conceptual problem, not something that's a time impediment, a technical problem. On that, you don't say hold the Yidchu Yidchu. You know who will say like that? The Yad Ramah says that Zman, I'm going to write it down like this, Zman is a Devar Techni. What's Techni?
Technical.
Technical problem. That doesn't give you the din of what? That doesn't give you the halacha of hold the yidchu yidchu. And who will answer that? The Rambam. Because the Rambam holds that there is no avelus at all. So how is it initiated? Why don't you say hold the yidchu yidchu? The Rambam will say like the Avramah. You never say hold the yidchu on a technical problem, that it's a time impediment. You follow what I'm saying? So Rashi will hold like the Rosh and the Tur, and the Rambam will hold like who? This Yad Ramah, to mimazra this, why we don't say hold the Yidchu Yidchu. We only say it by the Rosha. We don't say it on Kovar Meso Berego. Ellie, clear? You got it? Yes, go ahead. What do you say?
Can you explain what the Rambam was saying again? Was it with the Yad Ramah?
Yeah, the Rambam says there's no aspect of Avelis at all on Yad Ramah. So why are you doing Nicham Avelim? What's the purpose of Nichum Avelim in the Mishnah in Moikot?
That's how we possibly.
Why do we do that? Well, why do we do Menachem Avelim? How does the Rambam learn the Mishnah? What's the answer? Kavod HaMeis. You go to your friend on those last days of Yom Tov for Kavod HaMeis, not Kavod Chaim. Because according to the Rambam, your friend is not any Avelis. So according to the Rambam, why don't you say Kol Holi Yidchu Yidchu? Nothing got off the ground. Nothing was initiated. The answer is Liyad Ramah. The answer is that Yad Ramah says you don't say Hov Yidchu on a technical issue. A time impediment is a technical issue. It's not inherent that the guy's a Rasha. That's Hov Yidchu Yidchu.
How is it a technical issue? Because it's a...
The fact that you can't do it is a technical problem of Yom Tov.
So the other guy, since he's...
The other guy is not technical. The guy inherently, conceptually, is a Rasha. You follow me? So therefore, does he get off the ground? Okay, very good. So that was the second mahalach I wanted to see. Now let's turn to Mem Tesim and Aleph, okay? And then we got to get to Kush, okay?
Well, how do we paskin nowadays?
We paskin the Ashkenaz. I think even the Sfardim paskin like the Rosh and the Tzur. Everyone does Dvarim Shibitzin. Mem Tesim and Aleph, yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Zach. We all paskin Dvarim Shibitzin are knowing. Even Sfardim paskin that way.
And you don't do Shiv after Yontif, right?
No, we do Shiv after Yontif, but Dvarim Shibitzin are knowing those few days. Last days of Yontif.
I thought it cancels it out. No.
No, it's only if the birul is before Yom Tov, the Mishnah says. This is on Chol HaMoed.
Oh, on
Chol HaMoed. Yeah, Kovar Meis, so Biregel. On Regel. Okay, you got to write it. Yeah, you got it?
Right.
You write it down, you get it, Lamais. Okay, you got it? Kovar Meis, so Biregel. If he's buried before, then Yom Tov's Bavata Shiva. Yeah, Zach, real quick, go ahead.
Is there any other way someone can die in Russia without is there another situation, like, other than getting...
No, in other words, I mean, if a Russia dies, would you sit Shiva? Yeah, it's only because of Mrs. Bezdin. Yeah, only Mrs. Bezdin. Who are we? We can't. How do we decide who a Russia is? Maybe the guy didn't tshuva, you know? Yeah, go ahead, Pintus. I couldn't hear you. What? Maybe a guy did tshuva. You never know. Okay, you never know. We can't judge anyone. Rabbi himself said about himself, he's a Benoni. The great Amoira Rabbi. That's how the Balatanya begins to say for. So if Rabbi says a Benoni, how much more so us? Okay, let's learn the Mem Tesim and Aleph. Take a look, Ellie. Top of the Gemara. Let's just see a few lines here. I wanted to see this, okay? And then we got to get to the Parsha. Let's start from Asuya. You see the first line? The end of the line, last two words. I don't know if you're familiar, there's a story in Navi that Yoav, who was a general of David HaMelech, kills Avner. Now, why did he kill Avner? Because Avner was being chased by Asael. Okay, Avner was being chased. Asael was a Rodef. He was chasing after Avner, and Avner could have turned around and shot him in the leg. What did Avner do? He killed him. And Yoav said, well, you could have shot him in the leg, and you didn't, therefore I'm going to kill you. And he did kill him based on that. So everyone got the scenario? Clear? Okay, again, Nachma, one more time, you say it over. Asael was chasing Avner. Avner could have turned around to defend himself and shot him. Could have shot him in the leg. He did not. He killed him. Yoav went ahead and what? Went ahead and killed Avner because he should have shot him in the leg, and he didn't. Okay, let's just see the lines of the Gemara. Go ahead, Asuya.
Didn't he kill Avner while he was touching him in his mouth? Or was that?
No, that was a different story. That he was calling. He was what's Yoav. Yoav did that. That's Yoav.
That's when Yoav.
Yeah, that's Yoav. Yeah, Yoav because. When he touched the carnos on his back, Gemara says, Makas, it's like, you can't be punished. Yeah, this is different.
Who's this general? Who killed Avner? Who killed Avner?
Yoav killed Avner, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Yes, we're going to see now. Go ahead. They brought Yoav to Beis Din. Go ahead.
Not really my time.
So the Rosh Beis Din said to Yoav, my time of katalte. Why did you kill Avner? Go ahead. My time I cut out Avner.
Amarlei, Goladam Dasel.
He says, I'm the Goladam. That's why I killed him. I'm the Goladam. Go ahead.
I saw Rodev. How about?
He was his brother. Yoav and Asa were brothers. Go ahead.
Amarlei, Hayalo Lahatsilo Bechad.
Excellent. You should have shot him in the leg. That's what the Rosh Bezdin said to him. What are you talking about? So he said, Amarlei. So Yoav said to the Bezdin, he should have saved the Mechamev Orev. Amarlei. So the Rosh Bezdin said, Yoav, what do you mean he couldn't? How do you know he could have shot him in the leg? He couldn't. What gave you the right to go ahead and kill him? Go ahead, Amarlei. So Yoav said back to the Rosh Bezdin, don't give me that business. He had the ability to. Go ahead. Kivinle. Yeah, he. You know what? He stuck in the fifth rib. He killed him in the fifth rib. He stuck the knife in his fifth rib, the arrow. Dixiv.
Kahu Avner.
Yeah, it doesn't mean. What does it mean? Ela Chomish? It means the fifth rib. That's where he killed him. This, he had a very good shot. The Makom.
Shamara.
Mara is the pancreas.
Shamara the Kaveh
Tulia. Right, where the pancreas and the liver are hanging there. He was a very good shot. Don't give me the business you couldn't have shot him in the leg. He was a sniper. Go ahead, Va'al Kane. Bechamevarov. Lo Yochale? You read it rhetorically. Give me this business. He shot him in the fifth rib, right? He could have also shot him in the leg. So what did he say back to him? Okay, so he let him go. So Amarlei, he said, okay, fine, Nizel out, leave Avner alone, then the Gemara goes on to Amasa. But we're focusing on this, okay? Fine. So let me ask you. If you open up the Rambam I gave you, let's get it down. You got it, Johnny? Let's get it down. You got to know everything, okay? All right? The Rambam in Perek Tesa Luchadalit writes as follows. V'chein im harag rodef shiyochel atzil bechel erov neroglov mashen kin b'Yisrael. The Rambam writes that if two non-Jews are running after each other, one guy runs after the other guy, and he's chasing to kill him, and he turns around to try to defend himself, and he shoots him in the heart, and he could have shot him in the leg. What's the din of a ben Noach, according to the Rambam? Chayv misum. Mashen kin b'Yisrael. But by Jews, no. That's what the Rambam writes. V'feirish. Rambam says you're not chayv misum. Yeah? Asks the Ravid, Amar Avram, Kashali Avner. What do you mean, Kashali Avner? You got to know what's going on. You got to know this Gemara. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara said that Yoav killed Avner because Avner had that ability. So you see that you're Chayv Misa. How can the Ram say you're not Chayv Misa? These are all you, Jews. Ram's against the Gemara. That's what the Ravid means, Daniel, when he says, Kashali Mi Avner. You got me? Clear? That's what he says. The Rambam's against the Gemara. So what's the answer to this kasha? Oh. The Mishnah Melech writes right there, and the Meiri is right on this daf, that Beis Din can't kill. Jewish Beis Din can't kill. But a Gaal Adam can. A Gaal Adam is different.
Which is that?
That's what the Meiri and the Mishnah Melech said. Mishnah Melech's right on the spot on that Rambam. He says, shiny hacha, because he was the Gaal Adam. As we said, he was his brother. And you remember Gaal Adam we defined on Sunday, depending on Tali B'what? B'Yerusha, remember? It's Tali B'Yerusha. The best Gaal Adam is the closest one, but sometimes Lamite, sometimes it can be what? It can be the next one after that. Okay? The brother is always like the second. The father is the first. The father to his son is first. And then the brother would be second, but he was a Gaal Adam. So what does that mean? Because a Gaal Adam is for a different purpose, Eli. There are three categories that are different than classical based in killing. What are the three categories that are purposes, as our Rebbe said, Rebaron Soloveitchik Zatzal? The purpose is for Tikkun HaMedina. You want to make sure society runs properly. Tikkun HaMedina. The din of a melech, the din of B'nai Noach, and then a Gaal Adam, he can't control himself. His heart is burning. His loved one died. He was very upset, obviously, Yoav. Guy could have shot him in the leg, Avner, and he didn't. He can't control himself. So we have that. We have these extracurricular halakhas or tracks outside the classical Jewish basement. And that's what the Sefer May Miriam points out. A beautiful pshat that if you look in the Miri and Daf Nun Zayin Amar Alf later in Sanhedrin, eight plot later, the Miri says if a person kills a treifa, you know what a treifa is? A person that's going to die within a year. Or let's say some shugana ties a guy down in front of a lion. The Gemara says later on, he's not chayv misa. But if you're a meshugana, you're a terrible guy if you did that. You know what happens? The halach is a melech could kill such a person. Ben Noach, you could kill Mrs. Bezdin. Why? Because melech and Bnei Noach are what? What are they? They're tikkun medina. Even though classically through Jewish Bezdin you couldn't kill. But this is improper. It's an improper thing. So therefore you have this what? We might not recommend it to the Gaul Adam, but he's not going to be chayv misa if he does it. So that's what the Rama meant. Jewish Bezdin can't kill. But since he was a Gaul Adam's different. And if you tie a guy in front of a lion, you not, might not be chayv misa Bezdin, but you know what? The melech could kill you. If a goy would do that, Ben Noah can do that, Gaul Adam can do it. Allah l'maisa. This is the chiddush you want to bring out. And I want to just point out the Gemara later on in Sanhedrin, covering a lot of dapim here, on Pei Aleph from the base. Take a look on Pei Aleph from the base. I forgot to bring my my Gemara, but take a look at Pei Aleph from the base. You know the Mishnah says on Pei Aleph from the base? It says, what does the Mishnah say? It says, Hahorig Nefesh below Adam. Yeah? Pei Aleph from the base. What does it say? Thank you, Daniel. It says, Beferish. It says, Hahorig Nefesh below Adam. Machnisin Osola Kippah. You ever heard that of that before? Kippah? You give him bread and water, his stomach explodes. That's all you give him. You ever heard of this halach of kippah?
We mentioned it.
Yeah, we mentioned it before. Kippah is only for what avera? For murder. Because murder is kippah. What is murder doing? It's taking away yeshuvu shalom. That's what Ritzich is. You know, the Rambam says, you don't have it by Gili Arayis and Chil Shabbos. That's what Beinam L'makom. It's interesting. Rambam calls Gili Arayis Beinam L'makom. Certainly Beinam L'makom. You would have thought maybe it's a shtickle Beinam L'chaver. Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says Gili Arayis is Beinam L'makom. Chil Shabbos Beinam L'makom. There's no Kippah. Kippah is only for Ritzicha. Because you're destroying, settling the world. Kippah is for the Isser of Ritzicha, which is murder. And we want to have Yeshuva Shalom. So a guy who walks around like this, now you might ask, if he's Horig Nefesh Shalom Beidim, why you put him in Kippah? What's the proof? The Gemara asks that, Kasha. What does it say, Daniel? Menoh Yadinin. Right there. Why are you putting that in Kippah? There's no Adam. How do you know he killed? Gemara gives three answers. What are the three answers? Adis Mucheres. The two Adam did see there's a technicality. They weren't in the same apartment. Number two, there was no warning, but there were Adam. Number three, they were so sure the Adam in what? Bedikas. You know, the detailed questions. Like what color shirt the guy was wearing. So that was a technicality. But we're not going to let the guy walk the streets in this. Okay? So that's what I want to bring out. This is the chiddush you want to say about Goyal Adam. Okay? That's the pshat in the Gemara. When it says Goyal Adam, it's mamish. That's the pshat makes it different. Okay. Very good. Let's go to Parsha now. Okay? Let's go to Parsha now. On Sunday, we'll continue.